this is October the 5th, and Carl and I are between Lexington and Ashland. We're 94 miles from Ashland, according to the sign I just saw. And we have,
9:30 a.m.
It's 9:30 in the morning. Did I say 1996? And we left home Thursday afternoon. Diane, Matthew, and Emily came up to our house Thursday morning. They had left their house when Steve went to work and got to our house about 8 o'clock Thursday morning. And I stayed home that day and got packed and got my hair washed. And we were ready to leave by 5:30. I was shooting for 3 o'clock, but as it went, it was 5:30. Anyway, we got on the road. It was beautiful weather. We were blessed and left Grandma Shore, of course, with Diane. And we drove to
South of Rockford,
Rochelle, Indiana, and got a real nice, Illinois, Rochelle, Illinois, and got a real nice room at a Super 8. Beside a cornfield. We had a king-size bed that had a jacuzzi in the room right beside the king-size bed, but we couldn't use it because we hadn't paid for that.
But sure was comfortable, though.
We stopped at 9:15, and then we got on the road Friday morning, not particularly in a hurry because I had decided Thursday night. I was so tired by the time we got to the motel, and I thought there's just no way I could drive over to Ashland. So just the humor of it, I just really felt silly to think that I could have made that trip in the first place. So I told Carl, I think I woke him up to tell him. I said, honey, I says, we just won't even plan to go to Ashland. And so I went to sleep Thursday night with intent that we would not be coming to Ashland. Well, then when we got up Friday morning and got on the road, we weren't in a hurry because we weren't going to Ashland now. And it was, I think, 9:15 before we got on the road, Carl. We had cereal in our room. And we went to Williams, Indiana, which is where we understood that the cemetery where a lot of the Shorts were buried. And we took some pictures of some gravestones there. We saw Grandpa Dan Shorts. Now this would be Carl Earl's grandpa, Dan. His sister, Bertha.
Okay.
Huh?
Her. Go ahead. What are you gonna say?
Wasn't Bertha Dan's sister?
Uh-huh.
We saw her birth.
No.
I mean, death marker.
No.
Bertha Wagner and Orville?
No.
Oh no. Who did we see?
Orville and Meta.
Orville and
Meta. Son.
But didn't we see Bertha's too, Carl?
No.
Bertha Wagner?
No.
I sure thought we did. We'll know when we get our pictures developed.
Because that's what I was looking for.
But I sure, I thought we were looking for Lucy. I thought we found Bertha, but I thought we were looking for Lucy. I think Bertha was right next to
yeah.
Well, anyway, we'll see when we get my pictures developed.
We'll
but then there were also two other cemeteries in. This was off 450, Highway 450. He just hit that wood road marker. That truck. Anyway, it was off 450. 450 goes into Williams, Indiana, and which is just west of Bedford, about maybe 20, 25 miles.
What?
Williams is west of Bedford. Well, a jaunt, maybe only 15 miles. Anyway, and in Williams is one of the last of the covered bridges, which we didn't know that at the time, but it just happened to be there was one gas station and we were almost on empty. And I was concerned about having to drive back to Bedford on empty, and it was getting near dark. And anyway, we found this little gas station after we walked around the cemetery, and then he directed us to two other cemeteries, which we didn't find any Shorts in them. But we did have to cross this covered bridge, and it was really rather unique, nostalgic, going over a covered bridge. I guess they had covered bridges because years ago when they had horses and buggies, the bridge would be too slippery for the horses and to hold the wagons on the bridge if they hadn't been covered to keep the snow and ice off the bridge. And so anyway, we got to do that, which was very nice. Then we drove on to, we went into Seymour and stopped at a McDonald's, and I called Faye Pruitt, my cousin, Uncle Clarence's daughter, and we're planning to go down and say hello to her. We went through McDonald's and went through the drive-thru so we saved time, and we must have sat there at least 20 minutes waiting for our food. It was very, very slow.
And like always.
This was about 8 o'clock now at night, Thursday night, Friday night. And we called Faye and went on down to found her house in Crothersville, which is just off the expressway a little ways, and had about an hour visit with her. Her son, she has three sons, David, who is having marital problems right now, and he lives in Edmond, Oklahoma, and he and his wife, I guess, are separated at the moment. Her next son is Travis, and Travis's son, do you remember his name, honey?
Titus
was at Faye's house while we were there. And then her youngest son, Chet, and his wife, Renee, and their little boy, and I don't remember his name, came to see Faye while we were there and stayed for a little bit. I gave Faye a picture of that I had made a copy of the Pruitt children, all but Uncle Jim. He wasn't born yet. And I also gave her the last of the three tapes from the family reunion in October. I had already sent her the other two tapes. So we visited with her till about 9 or 10 after, and then Carl let me drive, and we drove to Frankfort, Kentucky. It was quite hectic coming through Louisville. It seemed to me there was a lot of traffic for 10 o'clock at night. But anyway, we got to Frankfort, stopped.
You know what, Frankfort, Kentucky is the hot dog city of Kentucky.
It is.
Frankfort?
Oh, Frankfort is the hot dog city of Kentucky, Daddy says. Frankfort, you know, Frankfurter. Anyway, we stopped at a Super 8, and they only had smoking rooms, and I just didn't want a smoking room. I wanted a clean smelling room. So she called a Knight's Inn just down the road, and we went to the Knight's Inn. They had a nice room, two double beds, and it was clean. We got a good night's sleep. We finally got to bed about 12:30, and then we were up at 7 about. Daddy was up, I guess, earlier than that because we didn't have a whole lot of heat in the room, and I just kept, we both slept in our own bed, and every time I'd notice I was a little colder, I'd just reach over and pull the other half of my bedding on the other half of the bed over me. And I could have gotten cold one more time because I had one more layer to throw over me. But Daddy didn't think to do that, I guess, so he had to get up and turn the heat on, and then he stayed up. We left the motel in Frankfort and stopped at a scenic overlook and saw the Capitol, and I took a picture of Daddy by a sign there. It had a little bit of saying about Frankfort. And then now we're back on the road and about 90 miles or so from Ashland. And we're going to Aunt Opal's. And Aunt Vivian is staying with Aunt Opal and Uncle Dennis. And we're also, before we go there, I'm hoping to find a map of Ashland and find Aunt Opal's old house and maybe see where I was born on the corner of Skidmore and Belmont. And also find where we lived, possibly, before we moved to Ypsilanti, which is, I believe, also on Belmont.
Do you have an address?
For what?
Skidmore, Belmont.
210, I believe it is.
210 what?
Belmont or Skidmore 1. It's on the corner. I mean, if you get me to the corner, I'll recognize the house, I'm sure. Why? I was born there. Why? Because no. I have a picture of it.
No, but I mean, it's... if you just find one street, you know what way to go on it. You're not going to find both streets without
if I have a map.
One of them.
Right. Well, we'll have to get a map.
But knowing us, we won't have a map.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm going to... We're going to do first.
Steal one out of the telephone
booth. No. We're going to... Well, we could do that, but I'm sure that we will find a map. If we have to go to the police station, we'll find a map of Ashland. And then I would like to come back by possibly Porter Creek Farm, if we have the time. We're doing a meeting in Louisville Sunday evening at 5 o'clock. And then there's a Rust show that we're attending, which will be held all day Monday and Tuesday. And we don't know yet what time we'll be heading back home. Diane was a little concerned, I think, last night because I didn't get to call her until after we checked into our motel. I think it was 11:30 when I called her from the motel last night. It was. I'm pretty certain it was. And she had just gotten Matthew to go to sleep. We stopped in Moorhead, got a cup of coffee, and then got back on the freeway, and we're going to exit at Highway 23 to go into Ashland. Well, we found Skidmore at Belmont and saw the house where I was born in and Betty. And we also, Cactus Street was just two blocks down, very short blocks, and I think that's the street that Gail was born on. We haven't found where Aunt Opal's old house is yet, but we've stopped at the Golden Corral right within a half a mile of Aunt Opal's new house, and we're going to go in and eat and then call her. We just had a lovely meal at the Golden Corral. It's 1:30 our time, 2:30 their time. I've called Aunt Opal, and she seemed very pleased that we were coming, and we're only about, half a mile at that from her house. We had like a smorgasbord here. Well, we're at Aunt Opal's. We went by and got some dozen rolls to take us. Boy, you better put on your emergency paper. I'm gonna roll down. We want to crack the windows a little bit, huh?
You tried to pay me up.
Who ever heard of being the first house?
I saw you when you turned in there, and I ran to the door.
Who ever heard of being the first house on a block?
on the tail end. My goodness, whoever thought I'd get to see you all
again. Can't never tell.
Can never tell, Aunt Viv. Can't never tell.
No.
Never tell.
My goodness.
Come on in.
Hello, Carl. Come
hi.
In.
That's I saw you trying to fight. Yeah.
Good. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Okay.
You all park bought on a hill, so when it snows, it just goes down. You don't have a shovel.
Yeah, we just drift up the hill.
That's why I
know. You'll have to talk to Uncle Dennis.
Hi, Uncle Dennis.
Hey, you look just exactly like you always do.
Well, you do too. Well,
come on
in,
Carl.
Hello there.
Hi, Bess.
Good to
see you.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
out at the farm.
Jungle Boy.
Oh, what's in Carl?
Yeah, Carl. Oh, my
shovel, we did.
I didn't think you'd ever been here. No, we haven't. Never. I haven't been here. Honey, this is just the sweet rolls I brought for you all. So we meet, so I didn't bring them for us. Oh, look, she's got Betty's picture. All right, honey.
Just drop down.
All right. I sure will.
I always have to ask everybody if they want to go to the bathroom. We just went. Did you, Carl?
But if you ask me again before we leave, I'll take you up on it.
Well, you're not going to leave no way soon.
Well, Aunt Vivian, sit down, honey.
Oh, we got plenty of places to sit.
Cool.
Well, it's been
how's Ethel?
Well, honey, we saw her in August. We were there for the family reunion, and she was doing well, except... her memory is slipping, of course.
Well, I said I was so silly. Why didn't I ask you if you knew how to get your
but I never, it's so surprising.
I'm going to let you sit here and let me sit there and I'll face you both.
I can look on it. It doesn't matter for that.
I thought, well, why didn't I ask so hung up? But I never thought you so surprised me when you said it was there.
I knew I was. Yeah.
That I didn't know what. I never said I ask you where you said you was at a grill.
Well, we were at that Golden Griddle that's just right around the corner from you here. It's
Golden Corral.
Golden Corral?
Oh, yeah.
It's just right around the corner.
Steakhouse.
Yes.
Yeah, well, now I know that.
And I didn't even think to ask y'all if you wanted me to bring you something to eat.
Oh, no. Uh-uh.
Well, we'd sure been glad to.
No, I know you will. No. Now, later on, I'll send down here and get us some fried chicken.
Oh, no, honey. We stuffed. Right. We just.
Well, now you can have some more fried chicken.
Oh, no. I'm sure we wouldn't. We're not big eaters. This is my tape recorder, and I came with a whole lots of questions. Do you know, I haven't been in Ashland, I don't think, since I was in about 9th or 10th grade. Now, Grandpa died when I was in 9th grade, and that was the last time I was at the farm until I was down there in 84 for the homecoming. And but I don't think I've been in Ashland since about maybe 9th grade, the year that Grandpa died.
Well, I was so silly of me not asking you if you knew how to find us. I never thought of it until I hung up.
We had our own map. We stopped and got us a map of Ashland, but they've got the streets, the words so small that, I did find the corner of Skidmore and Belmont, though, where I was born.
Yeah.
I did find that and took a picture of that.
Yeah.
But I want to know where you used to live, because when we do leave, we want to find your old house.
Oh, it's at 2410 Monroe Street in South
Monroe. Didn't I tell you Monroe? I said that sounded familiar to me. So, okay, let me write.
Well, now you folks are not leaving no way soon. You're going to stay on us.
Oh, honey, we can't do that. We're believe it or not, we're down here for a merchandise show in Louisville.
And when is it?
Tomorrow night. Tomorrow night it starts. We've got to be there at 5 o'clock tomorrow night.
Well, now, Louisville, the drive to Louisville.
Well, we just came from there.
Oh, you came
We came through Louisville. I stopped and saw a cousin on my mother's side in Scottsburg, Indiana, which is north of Louisville.
Yeah.
We were there just for an hour last night, and then we spent the night, we drove on to Frankfort last night, spent the night at Frankfort, and then came on here today.
Yeah, and, well, Lord, we've got a spare bedroom, we want you to stay.
Oh, I wish I could. I wish I could stay for a week. If I didn't have him, I would.
Makes me think of Oscar. He thought so much of Eleanor Francis.
Yeah, I thought so much of him.
He'll never die as long as Eleanor Francis.
Daddy would say that to me all the time. He would tell me that all the time.
He said, you'll never die as long as Eleanor Francis lives. So she acts like you and everything she does.
Well, I want to write down on Monroe. What was the house number on Monroe?
2410.
2410 Monroe.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, on Monroe Street, if I came out your front door and turned right, you were right close to another street. What was that street?
Blackburn.
See, I knew Blackburn was familiar.
You would go, if you were going from here.
Oh, let me write that down. Hold it.
If you were going from here, you'd go up 23 here.
Okay.
Go right down here and intersect with 23.
Mm-hmm.
And go to 23 to, I guess would be 12th Street. Turn to your right and go out 12th Street and up to Oakview Road. Or you go right on till you intersect with Blackburn and you turn to your left and go out. After you're in Blackburn, you'd be at, go out about, let's see.
Would I turn right on Blackburn? Okay. Okay.
Let's see.
Off of Blackburn, you would turn right.
Yeah, off of Blackburn. You turn right, it's the 24 block off of Blackburn.
Okay.
You go out there, you see the 24 block, and we have the fourth house from the corner.
I was trying to say, fourth house from the corner.
And you wouldn't hardly know it now, but they've got the hedge all down and they've renovated it.
Is that right? Yeah. And they cut down the bushes?
See my tooth?
Yeah, they did that too?
No, they did that on the ear of corn.
Oh my goodness.
You can't get all the corn.
Uh-huh, well, see, that's what happened.
I was trying to hold the corn on them and I broke my tooth out. It came out root knoll.
Is that right?
It's
well, hey, that's...
tooth, you know.
That's good. It came out root
knoll.
Yeah,
yeah. But I'm going to have it put back in as soon as I'm able to go get it.
I must have been some of that corn they grow to make brooms out of.
I understood.
He said that corn. Must have been some of that corn they grow to make brooms out of.
Yeah, I bet was. That's what it was, and I didn't know.
Well, now, Aunt Opal, when we, us kids, used to leave your house and go out your front door and down to Blackburn, and we'd go down a little hill right away. You know, it went downhill.
Yeah.
And we'd go down there. It seems to me the first street that went right off Blackburn, after we went out down, you know, Monroe to Blackburn and then down the hill and to the right, there used to be a little grocery store that sat there. A little.
And it's not there no more.
Well,
the
I didn't figure it would
all
be.
Of that. I believe that was Kemp Street, wasn't it?
Kemp Street, I bet it was. Is that still there?
Well, not that I don't know.
Okay, anyway, we turned right, and Judy Carroll lived on that street, on the right-hand side.
Yeah. Well,
do you remember that family?
No.
Okay. All right, we lived over in that area before we moved to Ypsilanti.
Yeah.
Do you remember what street we lived on that was right over there by Kemp Street, or was it Kemp Street?
Well, I was thinking it was Kemp Street, but it may not have been. I don't know.
Okay. Does Kemp run into Blackburn? Is that the one that runs into Blackburn?
Yeah, if you was coming out of Monroe Street, you'd come out onto Blackburn, and then you'd turn to your right, almost facing ahead, and you come out of Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about that.
Okay, well, I'll just look. I said it just might be that I might recognize the house.
Well, I don't know.
I've got it up here, but in 45 years, I bet they changed it on me.
I know what you mean. That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Well, like I said, I got questions for you guys, so I got to get them answered because it's been 30 years, 35. I've been married 36 years, and so I haven't
70. 72.
Is that right, Aunt Opal? 72 years.
Last August we was married, 72. You'll be 73 years.
Is that right? Well, that is one of my questions. Don't forget that, will you?
No, we've not been married. Is it 72 or 60?
Oh.
We're married in 30. I don't know, Eleanor. I'm goofy.
Oh, well, let's see. Well, you were married in what year?
1930. What? August the 28th, 1930. 1930. 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90. I've been married 67 years.
67 years. That's still a long time.
Yeah. It's a wonder I hadn't had him beat to death for that.
Right. Yeah, right. Okay, let's see. We found Aunt Opal's house, and we found my birthplace. Before we leave, we would like to drive out by the farmhouse on our way back to Louisville.
All right.
Now, I know you keep it locked up. We don't want to go in the house.
I don't care a bit for you.
No, we have
house.
No business in the house. I want to go back to the cemetery.
All right. And it's terrible. It looks terrible.
Does it?
Yeah.
I suppose.
Because
no one's been back there.
I can't get nobody. I got one more headed for a while. I can't get nobody. And then... Now, Carl, that's...
You don't care if I set that right there, do you, Vivian?
No.
That's Carl.
That don't be in my way at all.
Carl.
Right there is the speaker. Okay.
That's Ernest's boy.
Yeah.
He's been down twice and went out and cleaned it all up. But, see, we had a terrible storm, a tornado. They came through there and down the trees, all in the all the house and everything. And it's in the awfulest looking place you ever saw. But you'll be welcome to go in. I'll give you the key. You can go in. It's already furnished. It's got everything.
No, we're just passing through. We got to get back to Louisville.
Yeah.
Because we have to
get
back
there. Well, I can tell you exactly how to go.
Well, that's what I'll have to have the directions. And so if you want to do that right now, before we go on with my other questions.
All right.
Just writing a book.
I've been... No. I've been saving all this up for 30-some years. Mm-hmm. So, okay, to the farmhouse.
Yeah. Well, you go out and hit I-64.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go to the second exit there on Olive Hill. Don't go through Olive Hill. It's too crowded.
Okay.
Go to the second exit. Mm-hmm. Then when you come down and hit Old 60, turn to your right. Go up maybe a couple of blocks.
Mm-hmm.
You turn to your left across the railroad tracks. You're then on 174.
There's no railroad track there. You just
where the railroad tracks are.
Former railroad tracks.
And you're on route 174.
Okay.
You go on up and around through Littleburg of Lawton, Kentucky, and go beyond that about a couple of blocks. You turn to your left on 955.
Mm-hmm.
You go up 955 about, they say about 5 miles, but it's a long 5 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And you would know where to turn off, but how you turn off and go through the gate and up to the
house. Okay.
Then just go 955 till you come. There's a little church is sitting there. Mm-hmm. And then there's an old schoolhouse over there where Poppy used to teach.
Right.
And we go right between them and through the gate and right up to the house.
Okay, now will the gate be unlocked?
Yeah, the gate is unlocked. And you can drive right up to the house.
Slide it.
And, and a good way that you can turn.
Okay. Well,
but I thought sure you'd stay a day or two with me.
Aunt Opal, honey, like I said, if I didn't have him, I'd just move in with you.
Well, all right.
I told him coming down here, I can't figure it out. I said, I feel like the Jews wanting to go back to Israel. There's something about Kentucky.
Yeah.
My own hometown, Ypsilanti, doesn't draw me.
Yeah.
But Kentucky draws me. I feel like I belong here.
Well, I said to poor little Oscar, he used to tell me, he said, when I cross that Ohio River, I can always get a better breath. I'm not half as smothered.
Maybe that's it. Yeah.
He always told me that.
Yeah. Well, Aunt Vivian,
I miss him.
I'll start with you.
Well, I don't know.
Well, these are things I've wondered about. I wanted to know how Betty Jo died. I tell you, we have never cleaned out Daddy's stuff till my sister Janine was home this summer. And she went through Gail's stuff and Daddy's stuff and disposed of it. But so then when I went home in August, I was looking through some of pictures of Dad's. And he had this picture of you and Betty Jo. I know you've seen it because you used to have it on your dresser in the farmhouse.
Yeah.
And so I took it home and made me a copy and made my sister Betty a copy. But it made me wonder. I know she was five. Now, I've got two pictures, one of you two girls with Betty Jo, and then one of just you with Betty Jo when she's a little older.
Yeah.
Now, was she like five when she died?
She liked from the 11th of February to the 28th of February of being five.
Okay. And how did she die?
With scarlet fever.
Scarlet fever. Was that something that was going around at the time?
Well, there was another child died soon after that, about her age.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, I don't know if it was. And she just took suddenly, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, it works in your throat, you see, kind of like diphtheria.
Uh-huh.
The doctors back then didn't have anything to do with, and you had to come all the way from Olive Hill up there, but they got a doctor with her, but it wasn't nothing he could do for her.
It was too late. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm sure I probably as a child knew that.
Yeah.
But not having been around Daddy for 36 years, I haven't had my memory refreshed. What date were you and Uncle Ralph married?
March 23rd, 1932, I guess.
Okay. And
when the Depression was on.
In the Depression, okay. And where were you married?
On Christie Creek.
Well, don't do that. I won't hear my words.
Uh-oh.
Won't hear your words. Okay. On Christie Creek, is that in Kentucky?
Close Moorhead.
Yeah.
Close Moorhead.
Yeah.
Okay.